Several hundred people gathered on Cincinnati's Fountain Square before marching to the John Weld Peck Federal Building. That's where employees with the Cincinnati IRS office admittedly applied extra scrutiny to conservative and other groups applying for 501c4 tax-exempt status. Dee Cohen from Cincinnati calls the IRS and White House administration's actions abusive.
How could you not be angry? I mean, we're going to try to suppress the press. Let's get those reporters. We want to know who they're contacts are. Let's check their emails. Let's make sure we don't have free press anymore. Let's get them money-wise with the IRS. It's all this intimidation that's outrageous. This is the U.S., not Venezuela.
Dave Kern of Liberty Township says he came to protest the outrageous actions of the IRS across the board.
Not some so-called low-level worker at the IRS here in Cincinnati. It's impossible that this originated from them, but the person who authorized this from the top. And that's where it should end up, and they should be rightfully punished and jailed. It's outrageous.
Tea Party organizers say an apology is not enough. They want the Obama administration to, quote, make concrete and transparent steps to ensure this never happens again. The IRS, meanwhile, says while its employees acted inappropriately, they were not driven by political bias. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Tana Weingartner in Cincinnati.